6.
6 Music from 2 a.m. Introducing Mixtape with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Paul Smith in for Guy Garvey.
Aimable petite
était la condition sine qua non de ma raison.
That was the sly orchestral funk of Serge Gainsbourg with Ballade de Melody Nelson. I'm Paul Smith. I am sometimes the singer in Maximo Park, and sometimes I am filling in for Guy Garvey on his finest hour, which is exactly what's happening right now, in case you're a regular listener. Don't be alarmed. I was warming the seat for Guy last week, and the seat is still warm. I've done some research about the temperature of the human body, and it's actually called normothermia, the exact degrees of the human body, normothermia there. So this is an educational show all of a sudden, now that Guy's in absentia. Before that, you heard Alex Chilton by The Replacements. And last week, I opened the show with Alex Chilton. So you can see what I've done there. I've tried to be a slick DJ, linking things together. Anyway, I was listening to Guy's show a few weeks ago, and he played the Be Good Tanyas, and it was a very beautiful moment. So I thought that I would start the next segment of the show with another female harmony group called Mountain Man. And if you're searching for Mountain Man, you might not be expecting to get a very nice female harmony group, but have a listen to this.
We'll drink horse by the beer and sit on your backstairs in a whisper. Sweat will roll down our backs and follow animal tracks to a tree in the wood and a house in the leaves. We'll see the bright baby eyes of a chickadee.
Every day, wishing that I could.
The dulcet tones of Buddy Holly with Wishing. I really like the Everly Brothers style harmonies on that track, and it seemed to link in quite nicely with the heavenly harmonies of Mountain Man. And you can find the Mountain Man song Animal Tracks on their album Made the Harbour. And I hear a lot of things these days, like the Staves and other kind of close harmony stuff like Fleet Foxes. So I play that for those of you who are aware of those bands, but may not be aware of Mountain Man, who are underappreciated, in my opinion. Anyway, Buddy Holly there he's one of my favourite guitar players, and we're going to link up in terms of guitar tone. This next tone is coming from Nigeria, and I hope that you like it. Victor Uwefo and his Melody Maestros with Osalabua Rec Palmer. He's got a fantastic growl on him, and he's got a great horn section, that's for sure. And I decided to try and look up a bit more about Sir Victor Uwefo, because I wasn't quite sure if he was a Knight of the Realm or whether that was a self-appointed title. I've written it down. If you visit his white website, it says, "Welcome to the world of Sir Victor Uwefo, the music superstar and living legend." And it's hard to argue when you realise that he can actually play the guitar with his tongue and his feet. And he was also a culture minister in Nigeria, which is it's unique, as far as I'm concerned, amongst guitar-playing legends that they can hold a governmental office. Anyway, I really love that song. But I think it's time for a change of pace, and I think it's time to enter the world of Frankie Rose.
I'm Mark Riley.
My name's Richard Hawley. Call me back for peace sake.
Now, some people say I spend too much time listening to music for me programme.
Hello, Mark. Bowie here. Are you there?
Well, I don't think that's true. You can never listen to too much music.
Mark, Jim Jones, Jim Jones Review. What's going on with you, mate? Where are you? Come, mate, give me a call.
I could be accused of being somewhat antisocial.
Jenny Best from Savages here. Are you there? No, you're not there because you're never there, right? You never answer your phone.
Well, that's what you've got to do if you want to find the next Django Django.
Hello, Mark. Bowie here again. I'll try again next week.
I don't know. Why don't you just go for a drink with Lou Reed?
This is Mark Riley.
You can enjoy the fruits of my labour Monday to Thursday, 7 till 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
My young love said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you for your lack of kind. Then she laid her hand on me, and this she did say, oh, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day. She laid her hand on me, and she moved through the fair. And fondly I watched her she did say, "Oh, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day." Last night she came to me, my dead love came in, and so softly she came, her feet made no din. Then she laid her hand on me, and this she did say, "Oh, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day."
That was Anne Briggs, the quintessentially English voice of Anne Briggs, with She Moved Through the Fair, which is a traditional song, and she manages to put a kind of purity into it, and it's a genuinely haunting performance, I believe. You hear the word haunting quite a lot when people are describing female singers singing unaccompanied, but that song is indeed about a ghost. Okay, I think it's time to get funky. It's time to appreciate the surrealist carnivalesque imagery of Captain Beefheart and his magic band.
Come out to meet the monster. tonight. Ow! To be the master tonight. Ah, everything's wrong at the same time it's right.
And also to be the mobster tonight.
That's Captain Beefheart and his magic band. I'm not sure that I would like to meet the monster tonight, but I would like to see two flamingos in a fruit fight. So, you know, if I ever run into any of the magic band, I'll ask them not to introduce me to the monster, but I will ask them about some fruit. I'm starting to make no sense, and that's because I'm about to play a bewildering song, a song that absolutely floored me when I first heard it. I love the lyrics both of Captain Beefheart on The Surrealist Trip, but I also love the kind of lyrical, romantic nature of the next guy, who goes under the name Phosphorescent. And this record, it's just, it slowly unfolds. It's a story about a guy in the middle of what can only be described as a messy divorce. So listen to those lyrics, and if you like Neil Young in a kind of slow-burning country rock manner, then you'll probably appreciate this. This is The Mermaid Parade by Phosphorescent.
And I could be there by this evening, said the girl on the airline line. So I bought that ticket and I got in that cab. Oh, but I didn't make it, babe, to the airport like that. Wow, I wound up walking out by the ocean today, and there were naked women dancing in the mermaid parade. Oh, Amanda, did you see me today? Watching those women dance in the mermaid parade. Oh, Amanda, did you see me today? Watching those women waltz by in the mermaid parade. Ago. And our bodies were like live wires down on the beach in Mexico. Then I came back to this city, and you stayed home in L.A. Then our 2 years of marriage in 2 short weeks somehow just slipped away. I know all yeah, I found a new friend too, and yeah, she's pretty and small, but goddamn it, Amanda, oh, goddamn it. I went out walking out by the ocean today. There were naked women dancing in the mermaid parade. Oh, Amanda, did you see me today? Watching those women dance. Oh, man, were you with me?
Space.
Belongs to Mark Radcliffe and Stuart McConey.
We were doing a bit of research on Ned Sausage Roll.
Well, he says he's what, head of aeronautics?
Richard Branson's space trips company thing. So if you fancy booking with him, it's...
How much is it?
A million for six of you?
That doesn't seem very expensive. I'm working this out a bit like you do with people in a taxi. So I'm going into space next week. Well, if we get six of us, it works out as cheap as getting the train, doesn't
it? What about
it?
You split the bill with your calculator, sir? Yeah. I didn't have a start.
Tell you what, Mark, we'll get it, because you're going to Pluto, aren't you? So you can drop me and Lizzie off, we'll give you... Tenor.
Radcliffe and McConey. Space taxi.
I think I'll stick with NASA.
Radcliffe and McConey. Weekday afternoons from 1 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
I didn't want the world to know. Had sunlight fade the golden glow. Holiness is like a disease. Triggers up my sense of unease. I was lonely till I found the reason. The reason was me. Oh, Penelope tree. Don't you just enter the night? Don't you just do what you like? Holiness and all that heartache, that's something I just can't take. You got your head on.
That's Felt with Penelope Tree, featuring the fabulously eccentric Lawrence, known only by his first name. And if you like Lawrence and if you like Felt, then you can listen to Mark Riley's show again on the iPlayer with some exclusive session tracks from Go-Kart Mozart, which is Lawrence's latest endeavour. I once met Lawrence from Felt at a screening of his... There's a documentary about him called Lawrence of Belgravia, very nicely titled. And after this screening where he'd answered lots of questions and been very funny, I went in and I was the last in the queue to get stuff signed by Lawrence. And I approached him and he said, "I know you," which was really weird because although I'm in a band called Maximor Park, I didn't really think that our infamy had extended as far as to Lawrence out of Felt, one of my favourite underground artists. And he asked me how the band were doing, and we were just about to release The National Health, our last album, and he wished me success in his signature, and that was really nice. And so he's, even though he comes across as quite a, well, eccentric would still be the kindest way of putting it, he's a very warm character and very nice. Talking of warmth, it's time to enter the soulful tones of Bobby Charles. I Must Be in a Good Place Now by Bobby Charles, a wonderful, wonderful singer who was the originator of swamp pop, as it was known, and he wrote See You Later, Alligator, which was a big hit in the 50s or 60s, I can't remember which. I should have checked. I am not as diligent as I should be. I'll play that for Loretta Room, who wrote in after I guest hosted last week for Guy. If you're not sure who's speaking, I'm Paul Smith. I'm filling in for Guy at the moment. And Loretta wrote a very nice email just saying that there was a nice, well, a beautiful openness, to quote Loretta. And I think there's a beautiful openness in Bobby Charles's voice and just the way that he expresses things in that song. So I'll play that for her. Let's change things up. It's time for ESG.
I'm feeling very mellow.
What a way to end a song. That's Moody by ESG, who have been sampled probably more than any other group, I think. They were from the South Bronx, and I first heard of them on a compilation by the amazing Soul Jazz Records called South Bronx Story, and it was inspirational to see a group of female family members, you know, mothers and daughters, just making a post-punk breakbeat racket. I'm just enjoying reading some of the texts that people sent in last week saying that they enjoyed the show. We actually pre-record the show, so if you text in live, I'll be very happy, but it won't actually get read out on the air, so don't think I'm being rude. I'm just in a completely different city. No, I'm not on, actually on the radio at that point in time, even though I am. We're going to go into a song now called Goddess Eyes 1 by Julia Holter, and I'm going to tell you one of my anticlimactic showbiz stories, because I think I started this trend last week, and it's a two-week fortnightly trend now. And I once met Julia Holter. I'd gone to Madrid before we were playing a festival as Maximor Park on the on a stage in a very sunny place in Spain. And I went out, thought I'll enjoy the sun the day before, and I'll go and see Julia Holter, who I really love. And they'd changed the times of her performance. And so I turned up just as she'd finished, me and Duncan from our band. And it was just, I was devastated. I'd spent money on a hotel, you know. I'm a very thrifty pop star. And yeah, it was nice to meet her. She seemed like a very nice person. But anyway, we'll get on with her tune. That's the anticlimactic end to that story. I didn't see her. She was very nice. You see, I'm not your typical showbiz rock star storyteller, but there we are. This song just builds and builds, and it starts off kind of like a Laurie Anderson vocoder thing, and just breaks out into this lovely vocal passage in the middle. So I hope you enjoy this. This is Goddess Eyes 1 by Julia Holter.
Thank you.
That's Mark DeMarco with Freaking Out the Neighbourhood on Captured Tracks, which is a great label, as is Domino, which released the prior record to that. Julia Holt has Goddess Eyes. I will explain to you what's about to happen. We're going to play Lloyd Cole and the Commotions with 2CV, and then we're going to play LL Cool J, Around the Way Girl. At first glance, you might think, why are you playing such disparate songs next to each other? But there is a link. It's the double L at the start of the name, everybody. That's how we do things. Guy Garvey's Finest Hour is, if nothing, if not obtuse at times, but it's all pulled together in a seamless showbiz quality. I'm Paul Smith. I'm standing in, and I enjoy literate pop, and I enjoy early progressive rap music without any swearing in. So let's listen to those particular choices.
Drove her mother's car, 'twas a Deschevaux. I was most impressed by her casual dress. I was most impressed. Inside a rented room, color deepest blue, I suppose we found some kind of happiness. Fill the emptiness. We were simply wasting precious time, hiding from the coolest summer sky. She took her mother's car to get away from me. Heaven knows that I can sympathize. sympathize. For we were never close, if the truth were told. All we ever shared was a taste in clothes. Oh, we were never close. We were simply losing everything. Underneath the cruelest love.
This is BBC Radio
6 Music.
Talking these days.
about the things that I forgot to do. And all the times I had the chance to. I stopped my rambling. I don't do too much gambling these days. I seem to think about how all the changes came about my ways. And I wonder if I'd see another I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song. It's just that I've been losing so long. La la la. I sit on cornerstones and count the time in quarter turns to ten. Please don't confront me with my failures. I had not forgotten them.
That's Nico with These Days, a song written for her by Jackson Brown, who I believe plays the electric guitar on that rendition. Nico hated that song because the strings were added by producer Tom Wilson after the event, and she wanted it to be really stark and bleak. And let's face it, it's still pretty downbeat, regardless of the saccharine strings on the top, which I quite like anyway. But then I am a sort of Eleanor Rigby fan. Anyway, after making that record, that was from Chelsea Girl, her debut album, and after that she got a bit sick and decided to employ John Cale and Joe Boyd for her next two albums. And I actually had the pleasure of meeting Joe Boyd recently and singing at an event in a brilliant place called Wilton's Music Hall, which is in East London. And it's the oldest working music hall. I think it's the only one left. And it's a really beautiful place if you ever get the chance to go. And I was happy enough to be asked to sing Northern Sky by Nick Drake, which, you know, I hope I did justice to. But I've decided to play that song, and the link between the two is that obviously Joe Boyd produced it, but John Cale plays the piano on this version of Northern Sky, and for me it's just a beautiful song, and being a northerner, it's nice to sort of think about it when you're looking up at the sky. This is Nick Drake.
Never felt magic crazy as this. I never saw moons, knew the meaning of the sea. I never held emotion in the palm of my hand. I felt sweet breezes in the top of a tree. But now you're here, bright in my northern sky. sky. Been a long time that I'm waiting. Been a long time that I'm blown. Been a long time that I've wandered through the people I have known. Oh, if you would and you could straighten my new mind's eye.
Northern Sky by Nick Drake on the Island record label. And one of the first places that I ever heard that was in my mum's record collection. She had an Island compilation of lots of different things like John and Beverly Martin and Fotheringay. And it was the first time that I'd heard Nick Drake, and it sort of made me really intrigued, especially he only made 3 records and died after that. So it obviously leaves a legend for people to unpick. And I just remember falling in love with that song. So that's one of my favourite songs, and the next song comes from one of my favourite albums of all time. And I recently almost met the singer of the next band, and I was at an art event, and she is a performance artist and sort of does spoken word things. And I love the words of this next artist. I'm about to reveal it, of course, don't worry. But she talks about really ordinary things and sort of breaks up phrases and plays around with them, and I absolutely love it. And I was at this event and I was just a bit too shy to go up to say hello and say how much I loved this record. Anyway, I am a saddo, and this is Life Without Buildings.
If I lose you, if I lose you, if I lose you, if I lose you, I said
Life Without Buildings on Six Music with the Lean Over, and I would like to just say hello to Sue Tompkins if she's listening, which she probably isn't, it's fair to say. She is the singer of Life Without Buildings who I was too shy to talk to, in the words of the Specials. Next, just in case Sue Tompkins' freeform exuberance was riling you up a little at home, I think it's time to just go walking in the rain with the Prisoners.
Just walking in the rain, getting soaking wet, torture in my heart, by trying to forget. Just walking in the rain, so lonely, all because my heart still remember you. People come to windows and they always stare at me, shake their heads in sorrow, saying, who can that fool be? have changed. Somehow I can't forget. People come to windows and they always stare at me, shake their heads in sorrow, saying, who can that fool be? Just walking in the rain, thinking how we met, knowing things have changed. Somehow I can't forget.
C6 Steve, I left home at 13 and I've been travelling ever since.
Hello, I'm Sean Keaveney. 3 weeks ago, I went on holiday and I've been travelling ever since.
I slept rough as I was travelling my way across the USA from Mississippi to Tennessee to San Francisco.
Well, I've slept in reasonably priced accommodation in Windermere, Grasmere, Manchester and Sherwood Forest.
I played gigs in London, Berlin and Amsterdam.
I've been to Phoenix, the band, Shepherd's Bush Empire.
Man, I got some stories to tell. Maybe I should have my own breakfast show.
Let's park that, Steve. The job's harder than it looks. First of all, there's the cart wall, this computer that's touched.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
You have to remember to empty the spent cartridges in the tea machine as well.
You're right, I never could do your job.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Fanfare by Eric Matthews, an album that came out when I was doing my A-levels and I was a bit obsessed with it. And it was the first time that I'd heard indie rock guitars with brass and strings in a kind of chamber chamber pop way. You hear them, you kind of hear brass on a lot of records. That's just, it's kind of doing what a guitar might do. Whereas I think Eric Matthews had a kind of classical approach to things, and I might be maybe barking up the wrong tree here, but I believe that he did a session for Mark Radcliffe back in the day, and I remember him talking about that on the radio, and it didn't quite hit the mark for whatever reason. And I think Mark was saying, "Well, we can't play that." Because I think he relied a lot on double tracking and stuff like that on his vocals. And the recorded version is, I think, still a masterpiece. And that's Fanfare. And before that, you heard The Prisoners on the Sun Record label, Elvis's label, as it's known. But it obviously had so many more different artists like Johnny Cash and Carl Perkins and The Prisoners, who did Walking in the Rain. We're going to move on to Cattle and Cane by the Go-Betweens now. Another song that I've actually done a version with some friends of mine in a band called Hot Club de Paris, which maybe we'll put out one day. But we did it because I love the song so much, and it's a very intimate kind of story, a kind of coming-of-age story. And I'll play it in tribute to Grant McLennan, who died 7 years ago this week, who was one of the main songwriters in the Go-Betweens, and along with Robert Forster. And they were kind of like for me, the Lennon and McCartney of the 80s, in an Australian sense, from Brisbane. And I hope that you like this song. It's called Cattle and Cane.
Thank you.
That's Catlin Kane by the Go-Betweens. Many songs are described as a journey. It seems everything's described as a bit of a journey these days. If you're on the telly, on a reality TV show, it's been a journey the last 4 weeks meeting all of these people. And everything's a journey. But that song, I believe, is a genuine tale of a young lad coming home from school and leaving his dad's watch in the shower. And it's so evocative and poignant. And if any song was worthy of the title A Journey in Song, it would be that one for me. That's Catlin Kane. We're going to move to a beautiful song, which is kind of also a kind of a dig at parents, really. When it was written by Randy Newman, it was probably even more barbed when he sang it on his debut album, when it's a beautifully orchestrated version. But when Nielsen sings it in the version that we're about to hear, it's even more sugary, and you're not quite sure what the sentiments are. That's one of the things that I love about Randy Newman's songwriting. He manages to get away with saying things that nobody else could say, and you're not quite sure whether he means it or it's a narrator speaking. So if your parents out there, perhaps this song will ring true, and maybe it won't. This is Love Story by Nielsen.
I like your brother, and I like your mother. I like you, and you like me too. We'll get a preacher, and I'll buy a ring. We'll hire a band with an accordion and a violin and a tenor who can sing. You and me, baby, you and me. Or maybe we'll rent one. He's got to be straight, 'cause we don't want a bent one. He'll drink his baby brew from a big brass cup. Someday maybe president. Things loosen up, you and me, baby, you and me, you and me, you and me, baby, you and me, you and me, you and me, baby, you and me, you and me, you and me. I'll take the train into the city every morning. Plain, but I think you're pretty in the morning. Some nights we'll go out dancing if I'm not too tired, and some nights we'll sit romancing, watching the late show by the fire. When our kids are grown with kids of their own, they'll send us away to a little home in Florida. We'll play checkers all day till we pass.
That's Kate Bush with Cloud Busting from Hounds of Love. And it is indeed cloud busting, not cloud bursting. And if you've seen the video for that song, you'll know that the Cloud Buster is a device fired by psychologist and philosopher Wilhelm Reich and his son Peter. I think Kate Bush is in the video and is acting in her usual creative fashion. And the opening line of that song is, "I still dream of Organon," which must have been quite a shock to people when it hit number 20 in the charts. If you're unaware of what Organon is, it's the farm which Wilhelm Reich was the owner of. So you're probably not aware of that, unless you're into sort of German psychologists who were locked up for being nuts. I don't think that Wilhelm Reich was entirely nuts, and a lot of people level the same thing at Kate Bush, which I don't buy at all. I think she's a very creative, intelligent woman who's made some of the best pop music that we've ever heard in this country. Sounds a bit like a rant there. I don't know. I'm just slightly bugged by the kind of the way that sometimes female artists who are a bit, yeah, outside the norm are seen as sort of witchy, spiritual weirdos, when in fact they're just borderline geniuses. Anyway, so we'll go from the 80s all the way to right now, to last week. And on this show last week, on Guy Garvey's Finest Hour, hosted for 1 week only by Paul Smith, I played a track that was recorded for Mark Riley's show by the band Low. And this week I'm going to repeat that format. And there's a great band at the moment who I think have made one of the records of the year, and they're called Unknown Mortal Orchestra. And this is a track that they recorded for Mark last week called Opposite of Afternoon.
The good of the night, it's over. Bones are crashing.
That's Unknown Mortal Orchestra from their Mark Riley session that they did last week. That's Opposite of Afternoon, which is a very sweet song. But did you hear that bass line? It was funky. That's what I like about them. They are juxtaposition-tastic.
Hello, everybody. I'm Wayne from the band The Flaming Lips. The greatest thing about live music is that it brings people together. What we're trying to achieve sometimes within our live performance is this letting go of yourself to be overwhelmed by the emotions that are in our music.
On May the 23rd, Six Music welcomes The Flaming Lips back to the BBC Maidervale Studios.
It's always an honour, you know, you're welcomed into a world where some of the greatest music and musicians and artists have stood and breathed. It's a beautiful, beautiful atmosphere to be invited into.
They'll be performing a career-spanning set, and you can be there.
Go to the Six Music website now to register for your chance to join us. The Flaming Lips live at Maidervale.
As part of Six Music celebrates 30 years of The Flaming Lips.
In the morning,
well, Lord,
heart all sick and sore.
Oh, Lord,
how can we change Jesus? About my wants and woes. Well,
this may be my last. Maybe my last time, I don't know.
Maybe in the morning,
well, Lord,
love, and maybe noon.
Oh, Lord,
maybe in the midnight.
Mantra Luna.
Taking things too dark inside. A restless.
That's Houndstooth with Canary Island, and that's a very good name for a band because it's one of my favourite cloth types, the houndstooth. I don't have many houndstooth garments because it's quite hard to pull off. Anyway, I'm just freestyling. I'm on the radio. It's Radio 6 Music. I'm Paul Smith, filling in for Guy Garvey, and this is my finest hour for 1 week only. 2 weeks in a row, and it's been a very pleasant experience. Thank you for listening. If you like the Houndstooth record, it's out on the 15th of July. And coming up next, it's the legend that is Don Letts, who will be playing fantastic tunes in the midnight hour. And Monday's live music on 6 Music finds Junip on Lauren Laverne's show from 10 a.m. So if you like good old Jose Gonzalez and the way that he plays the guitar, he'll be playing with his band Junip. And if you like Sam Amidon, he'll be on with Mark Riley from 7 o'clock. So, thank you very much for listening. I'm Paul Smith, filling in for Guy Garvey. This has been my finest hour, and I'd like to leave you with the tale of a late-night talk show DJ with a broken heart. This is not particularly resonant with me at the moment. I'm not currently heartbroken, but I have been in the past, and tonight, I'm the DJ. Good night.
music
from 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape
right now.
It's Don Letts.
Ready on the left, ready on the right. Turn up that sound, because it's round about midnight. Time once again for your weekly dose of Culture Clash Radio. Tonight, for your delight, I'll be crossing time, space and genres with another lively first half that'll include Ty, Matt Berry, Amadou and Mariam, Mad Professor, Andy Cato, Jacob Miller, Harley Blue and the Staple Singers. In the second, I'll be slowing things down with, well, we'll get to that later. But right about now, here's Iggy Pop telling it like it is. Party time.
Party time, and I smell slime. The stupid people make me evil. Dicks and asses, cocktail glasses.
Jordan River has bodies floating, but you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. My blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me